Charles Osgood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The New York Times says this morning that sources close to the Watergate investigation have implicated General Robert E. Cushman, now the Commandant of the United States Marine Corps, who in 1971 was Deputy Director of the Central Intelligence Agency. The Times sources say that General Cushman authorized the use of CIA material and research in the burglary of the office of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist. Elliot Richardson, the new attorney general designate, will be holding a news conference later this morning, and the speculation is that he may be going to name an outside prosecutor in the Watergate case. More news in a moment.
Yes, I know you've purchased your TV set from us. Yes, I know. I told you that would never break down. Yeah, well, you see, Mrs. Jones, we only sell the product. Yes, well, you see, we don't have a service department. Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what. You call this number, and this fellow will come over and repair your set. Oh, you already called him, and he can't come out till next week. Well,
sound familiar? Maybe it's happened to you. Well, you'll never have these problems if you buy your next RCA TV set or Whirlpool home appliance from the television shop. You see, they protect your purchase. The television shop maintains a modern service department with over 50,000 parts in stock. They're always available when and if you need them. Oh, by the way, you can't buy at a lower price than at the television shop. Don't you owe it to yourself to drop down to Bert Schofield's television shop, 518 West State Street? You'll be glad you did.
25 years ago today, on the Hebrew calendar, the State of Israel declared its independence. In the first military parade Israel ever had, there were 10 vintage Centurion tanks and a mule corps that marched through Tel Aviv. Today, it was a different story. Today, before 300,000 people packed into grandstands in the city of Jerusalem, there was an awesome display of military might and hardware. Jet fighters screamed overhead, U.S. Phantom jets, Fuga, Magister trainers, French Mirages. The flyby repeated over the rest of Israel from the Red Sea port of Eilat in the south to the Lebanese border in the north. Through the streets of Jerusalem were paraded tanks captured in the 1967 war, newly designed Israeli tanks, half-tracks with anti-aircraft guns, artillery pieces, American helicopters. The United Nations had asked that parade not be held since it passed through the occupied section of Jerusalem, but the Israeli government overruled all objections. The most recent actual fighting in the Middle East has not involved Israeli forces or hardware at all. It's been between Palestinian guerrillas and the Lebanese army, and Michael O'Sullivan has the latest on that.
The crisis between the Lebanese government and the Palestine guerrillas is still in a state of deadlock, which intensive Arab efforts at mediation have so far failed to resolve. The central point at issue in the negotiations is the 1969 Cairo Agreement, which governs relations between the two parties. Among other things, this allows the guerrillas to control refugee camps in Lebanon. The guerrillas want to preserve this agreement intact, while the Lebanese government wants modifications. In the middle are mediators and special envoys from five Arab states and the Secretary General of the Arab League, who are trying to find common ground between two apparently irreconcilable positions. Up to now, the only agreement has been to preserve a tenuous ceasefire, which has been violated a number of times. Michael O'Sullivan, CBS News, Beirut.
For the first time in 2 weeks, a river convoy has managed to make it up the Mekong River to Cambodia's capital city, Phnom Penh. One of the convoy's tankers was sunk by rebel fire from the riverbanks despite heavy air cover from U.S. planes, and two freighters in the convoy were set on fire. Their crews managed to put the fires out, though. Meanwhile, there's a report that the rebels overran a government outpost some 34 miles from Phnom Penh on Friday night, captured and killed about 100 government troops. In Washington, the House this week will debate a supplemental funding bill, including money to continue the bombing in Cambodia. In Dallas last night, a middle-aged doctor who recently underwent heart surgery turned a gun on his family, shot his wife and four children, and then killed himself. Three of the four children are dead. The one other child and the doctor's wife are at Parkland Hospital there in Dallas, the wife in critical condition. More news in a moment.
National Music Week, May 6th through 13th. The Tompkins County Chapter of the National Federation of Music Clubs presents an evening of free musical entertainment at Ithaca High School's Culp Auditorium, Saturday, May 12th at 8 p.m. Hear the Cornell Concert Band, conducted by Mr. Maurice Stiff. See a great dance routine by the team of Mr. and Mrs. William Johnston. There'll be barbershop harmony, performances by the Ithaca High School Orchestra and the Ithaca High School Jazz Ensemble, plus Broadway show tunes sung by Jack Burns and Yvonne Parks. Super entertainment by members of the Savage Club. Mr. Roland Bentley will be conducting the Ithaca College Choir, and it's all emceed by Professor Charlie Russell. It's free, and you're all invited. Saturday night at 8 in Ithaca High School's Culp Auditorium on May 12th. Observance of National Music Week, May 6th through the 13th.
George Washington University had invited Elliot Richardson and therefore had no main speaker at commencement ceremonies last night. University President Lloyd Elliott put it this way. We invited the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare. The Secretary of Defense accepted. The Attorney General later declined. That may be something of an historical first. Charles Osgood, CBS News.